Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. And hello, Tink. I am Curtis Clinton. It is 5:32 here in Northern Virginia this Sunday, the 2nd of October, 2016. Welcome to October. You know, when calling in, I have to enter 22 characters to log in and go on air. And I've had to remember these 22 characters for 9+ years. Today is Sunday, and I don't speak politics. I try not to speak politics on Sunday because there's so much else to talk about. But you are inundated with politics and political shows in the morning. Channel 4, NBC, Channel 9, CBS, and maybe even Fox News, Channel 5. Maybe even ABC has something. I'm not sure. And you get all this slant. Well, I'm going to tell you a few things only because I need to. Because, you see, and aside from these few minutes, and here's a person not using the blinkers that I suggested to use. I guess they didn't read the articles in the paper. You see, people don't read. People don't listen. People don't see. And I've got to get out in front of everybody so they can see, so they can do better, so they can live better. And it's not happening. So on Friday I called, actually on Saturday I called up the Capitol Police, the Secret Service, and the District of Columbia Police, asking them, hey, is there any rules, guidelines for walking in front of the White House with signs? And so I have to get in front of everybody because I'm not on TV. Maybe a photographer will snap a picture, and maybe somebody will say, what's going on with Curtis Clinton, a better Clinton whom money can't buy? Well, I got to do that because it's for your sake. It's not for mine. I'll continue to live like I'm living now, which is in the doldrums, the dumps, or whatever else you want to call it. And guess what? You'll live in the same doldrums, dumps, and other because there's more of you, and there's more of you experiencing a lot of dumps, different dumps. So, I want to start with something because I think it's important. Have you ever tuned into HSN or QVC? Yeah, I told you about one situation with QVC. I'm going to tell you about another one. You know, there's this guy that comes on the show and he doesn't speak. He speaks accentual English. And you think that he's selling beautiful clothing, and it's expensive, but it's on QVC, so it's more affordable. And he had this whole line of, I don't know what you want to call it, shirts, stretchy, whatever. And as they hung, you saw that the back was hanging lower than the front. And it was not because it was designed that way, because the material sagged. Have you noticed? Do you pay attention? Do you want to notice? And the other day, when I was watching, I was looking at this Serta sale. $965, whatever, 5 equal payments, okay. And here's what they said. Serta, you get the mattress in the box spring, and it's delivered. And the deliverers will come up into your home, and they will unwrap in front of you the mattress box spring. And then they will set it up, and they will also take your mattress, all for one price. Hey, you go to Sears, go to Sleep Number, you go to Mattress Discounters, you go to the other place, I don't think of its name, and there was the other, what was the one that you saw the other day? What was the other one? Okay. Anyway, what do you think you get for your $500, $600, $700, $800, $900, $1,000, $1,200, $100? You get the mattress and box spring delivered. You get it unwrapped. You get it set up. And your old mattress box spring gets taken away. All for one price. Like you're really getting something. And how do you know the feel of that mattress? You have to go to a store and actually check that mattress for comfort, for fit, for anything else you got. And then did they sell? I'm not sure if they did, but did they sell some kind of protective covering? Now, I was at Sleep Number, and they have this. Actually, I'm sorry, I was at Mattress Discounter and then Sleep Number. And so they have this cover, mattress protector, guaranteed for 10 years. Got it. Guaranteed for 10. And I think it was Foster or Sealy, which said, if the cover fails, the mattress will be replaced as well. That's a good deal, but the price is a little bit different. But then you have to work on the price. So I'm going to tell you about a recent failure of mine. You know, I'm pretty good with numbers. Okay, you would think, well, you know, I try to be because I always exercise with numbers in my head. So there was a model I was looking to get, $179, $180, 30% sale. And so I calculated the sale and the tax. And I remember buying something similar or seeing something similar for $159 and 20% off. And, I decided not to get it. But when recalculating today in another moment, I could have saved $2 with the 30% on something $20 more. So when it comes to numbers crunching, you know that every once in a while I overthink. See, what happened is I was calculating the tax, and that kind of threw me off. But I'll do it again because maybe the tax portion will be less and make the item similar, but it's okay. But back to QVC, a long time ago, and I remember when another Star Trek came out and they said Spock dies. Or was it Jim Kirk dies? Now, here is QVC. Many people watching the show, some of them Star Trek fans, and guess what? You don't need to hear the end of a movie. And without warning, sometimes newscasters, sportscasters will say, if you're recording the game, please turn your volume down or turn away from the TV with the volume down and we're going to talk about the game. No such luck on local news yesterday. They were saying, and we got this, and there were football games to still view. But here's the problem with QVC. They sell. You buy into it. It's like you bought into the you-know-who's doing you-know-what. I want to share something with you because I want you to know something. So what I've said, and I'll continue to say, you know, and if you will pardon this because it is Sunday, but, you know, to counter and offset what was spoken about the candidates for president today, I'll say this. The reason why Hillary Clinton looks so good because she has a lot of political makeup on. And more than that. And no matter how much aftershave Donald Trump puts on, he will never smell good. I came up with those. See, so yeah, I can be just like they, but I can be better, and I am better. Because I'm not bitter. You're in politics, you're bitter. Both of these candidates are bitter. They're bitter individuals, and it's a shame. Well, I'm driving, so I'm paying attention to wildlife crossing the streets, people, bikes, dashing across the street, cars, traffic. And here is a house that was built on two lots, and it replaces a house that had a beautiful garden. I mean, the house was surrounded with a garden like you might see with some English cottage in the countryside, or there was an American movie that had it. But don't worry, I want to get to your specifics. It's important. But back to QVC. They were trying to feature this round floor vacuum, automatic, robotic, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they call it. And they were trying to show how good it was. Well, guess what? they came to a square corner, and of course, the rounded item couldn't get into the corner, so it left the corner. I think also they had some cabinets. They built up a set, and the thing couldn't reach under the cabinets because the cabinets were low boy. All right. Today's Sunday. You went to service, or you went to service yesterday, or you went to service on Friday, and you were given a sermon. Are you going to carry that sermon with you all week? Or is it in one ear? Or not even in one ear? What was your sermon today? What do you say to people that work at charities that take 85% of the contribution? One just called. It was some kind of children's hospital. We're a something something. And we'd like to ask if you would be kind enough to contribute. So I said, how much is the amount that goes 15%? So, the charity, baloney, the charity doesn't pay. They're taking your money, 85% of it. Charity, that's a business. I don't want to see businesses. They take your money and you think, oh, I'm giving $10. Really? You're giving $1.50. You're paying somebody's hourly wage, and you're paying some manager's commission, and you're paying somebody's year's salary. What happened with, United Way? The head of United Way left with a $4 million pension? Are you kidding me? Yeah, $4 million? You know what a charity could do? You know what United Way could do with $4 million? America, we've got a screwed up society. And if I knew the audience, there's an audience that would take language. Well, I'm not using that, but our society is. The sixth letter of the alphabet. Our society is. Work is. School is. There was something that the AARP was talking about, saying that now the government is allowing some kind of information to be made available that is against the norms of, you know, personal privacy. And then there was an article in a local paper saying that, oh, I have another good one for you. If I can remember the name, but for the time being, they talked about homework. How this mother sees her son come home at 5 o'clock and he starts his homework. I had 6 hours of homework in high school. That's the school I went to. Jesuit education, 6 hours of homework. Six subjects every day. 6 hours of homework every day. Had to be in. Otherwise, you walked junk, carrying all your school books around the school campus. Not very pleasant. And so this mother was saying, our kids stress. Why don't you teach your kids to look forward to homework? What do you think homework is? It's the foundation of what you learned in school. So now you've got a school association saying that we should cut. I hit a dip in the road. There's wildlife crossing. Look at that. That's what I call eyes. I have eyes. I have sense. I have both common, ordinary, and super ordinary common sense. I even have common sense. So I hit a dip in the road, and so the call was, look, it's almost time for me to go. It's like 5:47. Oh, I'm sorry. Our car dash clock is off by 2 minutes. What can I tell you? So just think of what's happening. In fact, there was a TV show. I think it was 30 minutes of something, lose weight, cooking, whatever. And they had this clinical psychologist. And she got on saying, you know, some people over resolute. And so they're bound to fail. I didn't over resolute. I made a resolution to lose weight. And I knew I would have to cut out everything that I normally eat. No cake, no pasta, no cookies, no candy, no pizza, no bread, no dessert, ice cream, everything else you could think of. Just put everything in there. No hamburgers, no Franks, and salmon only. Peanut butter. Sour cream. Cauliflower. Spinach without cream. And, of course, string beans. There's something else in there. Turmeric, garlic, pepper, no sugar, no sweets, no vitamins that are sweetened. You know, I was at Starbucks and I saw their gum. Sorbitol. What do you think sorbitol is? Component of sugar. I know, because I worked for a firm that said, sugar-free gum. We put mannitol and sorbitol there. Yeah, sure. Do you know what you're putting in your body? We need a president that speaks everything. Not just Mrs. Obama or Mr. Obama talking about dieting or eating well. No, no, no. We need it in our face because you don't want to hear it. If you're happy with your weight, good. If you're not happy with your weight, if you're unhappy with your weight, do something about it. I like to get up off the floor because I'm in the garden. I'm taking care of the soil. I'm on the floor or on the ground. I got to get up. I got to brace myself at 365 pounds. I have to brace myself off the ground at 325 pounds. I have to brace myself up off the ground at 300 pounds. But at 280 pounds, I can get up on my own two feet with my own two hands without any kind of bucket or anything else, chair or something. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to get up off the ground. Yeah, after this impending defeat, getting no votes, measurable votes, which will be your loss. Like I said, I'll just go back to my ordinary, no opportunity life. You'll go on with yours. If you want opportunity, better, fairness. I wrote in the blog today, why do politicians forget to be citizens when they're in office? Why has President Obama not brought justice for all, fairness for all, safety for all? Our laws aren't good enough. You watch Shark Tank? Oh, that's a good margin, 90%. Yeah. Somebody makes something for $1.70, they sell it for $14. There was a guy, I can't remember the name. It's not important. That's why I don't remember. I wasn't even thinking about talking about it. So this guy has these shirts. And he was doing a pre-trunk show. And, you know, Marcus Leonis, Lamona said, hey, so what would you pay for this? And the woman said, $25. And the guy said, $75? This is not whatever he said. It's not important what he said. But the point is, it costs $5 to make the shirt, and they're charging $70. That's a ripoff. When are we going to understand the ripoff? How could you go to church service? How could you have religion when you're taking 40% out of somebody's pocket for yourself? Every dollar, you grab 40 cents. To think full retail. We have a corrupt society. We have a corrupt system. We have politics in education. We have politics in church. You run for a newspaper editor? It's who you know. You want to be head of a sodality? It's who you know. I thought it's the person that gets the selection, the election. Well, I'm the person that should get the selection and election for president. That's all I have to say. The rest is up to you. And there's going to be a lot of unrest in our country because of what you don't do. It's 5:53. So enjoy the rest of Sunday, the weekend. Look forward to a new first week of October. But again, what did you come away with from your Sunday sermon? What did you come away with from your rearing? And here's something that I was going to mention earlier in the day. I thought about it. There's a school, a historic building in Ashburn, Virginia. It was an Afro-American, or it was a black, or it was a school for black children. It was marred with graffiti and very disgusting language. And because the wood is so old, you can't take that stuff off, that paint off. You're going to have to shave and sand and take off the original surface of the wood. And I said in bed, what kind of disgusting, degenerate upbringing did these individuals have to think white supremacy? Why do we allow it? Remember that. What I'd like to ask you, what if you were black or brown or yellow or albino or red? How would you like it? Yeah, who should be president? The only good person here and the only good commander-in-chief. Put me to the test. You have the courage. Why do I speak down to you? Well, because the radio is below, you know, my head level, but shoulder level, but no. Because you've shown yourselves to be inconsolable. You show yourselves to be irresponsible. I don't like that. So, one angry person, you have every right to hate my guts. But then again, I have every right to call you what I do. So let me have a nice conversation with you, like earlier this broadcast. You're failing. You're letting politics control you. 5:55, just when I thought I should get off. Be well, America. Be well, everyone. Be well, world. Be well, Tink. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton, vying, trying for the presidency, saying 120 million write-in ballots, all of us, all in with me, a non-politician. If you're Republican, if you're Democrat, you want to work with, if you're an independent, you want to work with me. Why? Because I'm open to all of the good that's looking at an independent, a centrist, a liberal, a conservative. You have to be. Everything. So imagine if you were every color under the sun. But before you start writing graffiti, what if you were black? How would you like it? What if you were Asian? Red? Brown? What if you had a skin disorder? What if you were caught in a fire and your skin was burnt? You got all these brown marks. Yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself? No way. So please, don't be ashamed of yourself now. Vote me into the world. I'm C2. Good day.